Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Google at 4P.
On kaya959.
On the street.
On the air.
14 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on kaya959. If I asked you a question, would you want to be a millionaire living on the African continent? Or would you leave? And if so, where to? Well, I ask this because the latest African Wealth Report for 2024 shows that South Africa has continued to bleed millionaires, with nearly 400 wealthy individuals calling it quits, not only on the country, but also losing their millionaire status in 2023. So, we're losing millionaires and perhaps also seeing a decline in the number of millionaires we have. Let's get some perspective on this now. Head of research at the New World Wealth, Andrew Amwells, joins us for more. Mr. Amwells, such a pleasure to touch base again.
Thanks for having me on. Great to be on your show again.
Fantastic. I guess firstly, Andrew, let's fully unpack the detail of the latest African Wealth Report, what it tells us, why it's important, and how it is that you gather your information.
Well, essentially, it's the ninth edition of the Africa Wealth Report. You can find it on the Henley and Partners website. And essentially, it delves into a lot of topics. I'd say the key ones from our side are we look at the wealthiest countries and the wealthiest cities in Africa. We look at the 10 wealthiest countries, the 20 wealthiest cities. We also look at which cities are growing the fastest in terms of millionaire growth, because most of our stats are around millionaires and centi-millionaires and billionaires. The reason that that's important is obviously the growth rates among the middle class will be quite similar to the millionaire growth. We feel it's very important. We feel that wealth is a much better gauge of financial performance than GDP, because GDP tends to change. It tends to be quite a static measure, and it's also actually people don't talk about it much, but there are issues around GDP and around certain countries include sectors that other countries don't. So that's why South Africa has a lower GDP than some of the other countries in Africa. But if you look at it in terms of wealth, South Africa's way ahead of the other countries in Africa, which actually, to anyone who's visited all the countries in Africa, that would make sense anyway.
Understand if, as you say, you look at wealth, does this also include perhaps a GDP per capita, which takes a look, I guess, at economic growth and production per individual in the population? And also where or how the Gini coefficient plays a role here, because inequality is also something that's very prevalent on the continent.
Yes. We do know what the GDP numbers are, and we do look at the growth rates. Our stuff is all about wealth. So we look at wealth per capita, which is different from GDP per capita, because it's more about the amount of liquid wealth that the average person holds in each country. You're right in saying, definitely GDP per capita is definitely better than looking at GDP, because there's places like Ethiopia that has over 100 million people, and the GDP per capita is very low. The wealth per capita is also very low. Places like that sometimes are flattered on the overall figures, but when you look at the per capita figures, they're very low. South Africa scores pretty well on per capita. It's the second wealthiest country in Africa on per capita after Mauritius by wealth per capita. So South Africa's does pretty well on wealth per capita.
Interesting. And maybe talk us through the rankings, right? Because as you say, we've got the Africa Wealth Report for this year, which does take a look at where we find wealthy individuals, I beg your pardon. Well, health is also important, right? And sometimes the wealth can buy the health or vice versa. But what's important is for us to also know who high net worth individuals are, because I understand that's the major metric that you use. And maybe we can use that then to segue into understanding where we find the most prominence of high net worth individuals across the continent.
Yes, so we look at everything in US dollar terms. So it's a millionaire in terms of US liquid investable wealth. So mainly looking at cash holdings and listed company holdings. So South Africa's got just over 37,000 high net worth individuals or US dollar millionaires. Mm. And then second is Egypt with just over 15,000. And then third is Nigeria with around 8,000. And then Kenya's fourth with just over 7,000. And Morocco also around 7,000. And then Mauritius, despite it being quite a small country, has over 5,000 resident millionaires. And then there's quite a big drop off to the next country, which is Algeria, which has around 2,800. And then we also look at the centi millionaires, so the people with over 100 million, and then the billionaires. Egypt actually has more billionaires than South Africa. So South Africa's not top or by billionaires, but South Africa's top in the other wealth bands. Mm. And then we also look at the growth rate. So Mauritius has been the fastest growing over the last decade. Nigeria's been the worst performing, mainly just because of various problems there. And also their currency depreciated massively against the dollar.
And I guess that's the sweet spot of this conversation and this data here, Andrew. Sorry to jump in there, but I think this is quite revealing in terms of where not only are we seeing the growth of African millionaires in terms of US dollar millions, but of course the challenges that they might be feeling within their local environments or domestic countries that sees them leave. Is this part of the theme and dynamic we're seeing if we compare Nigeria versus a Mauritius?
Well, yeah, Nigeria's, the currency has depreciated by, I think, about 80% over the last decade. So it's, and in fact, we're looking at the period till the end of 2023, December 2023, and it's actually depreciated a lot since then, although we were obviously looking at year-end figures. But obviously it would have declined even further since our numbers because their currency is gone down a lot in the last 4 months as well. But yeah, we always stick to year-end numbers, and we always look at the 10-year growth rate, so it's quite a long growth rate. And but yeah, migration also comes into it. I'd say about half of the drop in a place like Nigeria is due to the exchange rate, and half, or just less than half, is due to millionaires leaving. Places like Mauritius, one of the reasons they've had a big rise is they've obviously had a lot of millionaires that have moved there.
Yes, tax benefits
also had
and investments. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, they're a bit like Dubai in a way, although they have a lot more higher taxes than Dubai, but they're lower taxes than the rest of the countries in Africa. So you're always competing against the countries that are near to you. So I think that that's probably why Mauritius has performed pretty well. It's also a relatively safe country, and it's, I think that's also helped.
Very true. And I'm so intrigued by this data because it also tells us, you know, where this capital is moving to, not only in terms of the concerns locally on the continent, as you've mentioned, the currency depreciation in certain markets, and perhaps just a difficult environment for these billionaires and millionaires to manage their wealth, especially when it comes to dollar terms. But where are they moving to? Are we finding that there's either a migration across the continent, or are we viewing that globalization remains a major theme here?
Well, we did do some estimates in the report. I mean, it's mainly based on the wealthiest countries and wealthiest cities, and it's also got passport indices and opportunity indexes from Henley and Partners. We did look at the migration, and we did do estimates for migration. We estimate that just over 18,000 high net worths have left Africa over the last decade.
Sure.
18,000. So that's out of a total of about 135,000. So that's about 15% of the current number that have left. So and it would be exacerbated at the top end. So the billionaires and the centi millionaires with over $100 million, that percentage would be higher. So it's definitely been mainly people leaving Africa completely, but there has been some internal migration like to places like Mauritius. There have been a lot of wealthy people that have been moving to South Africa. But the problem with South Africa is there's been more wealthy people leaving South Africa than the number coming in. So typically South Africa would attract maybe around 100 high net worths a year, and then it would lose around 400.
My goodness.
So it's sort of a net loss of around 300 in a typical year, 250, 300 in a typical year. Mm. So South Africa does attract wealthy people. It's just the outflows are normally higher than the inflows.
This is such an intriguing point here, Andrew, because I'm keen to understand if these are South Africans who perhaps have immigrated and then are coming back to the country, or if these are foreign nationals who have accumulated their wealth in other parts of the world and perhaps just choose to come to South Africa as a place to settle. Do we have any insight on that?
It's mainly South Africans that are returning, particularly from places like the UK and also people coming from the rest of Africa. It is quite difficult to move to South Africa. It's not that easy to get residency here. So it tends not to be a kind of a retirement hotspot like Mauritius, for instance, where people would go to retire. There definitely is an opportunity if the South African government sort of wanted to attract wealthy people. They could probably do it quite easily, especially to places like the Whale Coast and Cape Town, Garden Route. They could probably attract large numbers of wealthy people, but it's a matter of whether they want that. Sometimes it's quite politically contentious to say you want to attract wealthy people. But the thing is, we find from our research that when wealthy people come to a country, it tends to benefit the whole country, and because they often start businesses, and obviously the middle class tends to go up when the number of wealthy people goes up as well. So from our point of view, it's a win-win, but it's obviously so South Africa probably could attract a lot more wealthy people if they wanted to. But it's just they maybe don't they haven't positioned themselves like a place like Mauritius. Yeah. Mauritius has no capital gains tax. It has no estate duty. And the income tax is quite low. Mm. So they've positioned themselves to attract wealthy people, particularly retired people, because when you're retired, the only taxes you would pay are estate duty and capital gains tax. So that's a major factor.
This is so intriguing because it almost seems as though there's, we talk about the macroeconomic environment, policy reform, the economic growth, and some of these dynamics that fundamentally do play a role in evaluating how we come to South Africa's shores, but more so even cultivating our own growth of dollar millionaires. And maybe that's where I want to leave it off on, Andrew. I can imagine you've been documenting this data for quite some time. We're well aware that economic growth in a country like South Africa has been slow, subpar in terms of growth. And as you've mentioned, it's better to look at the wealth figures to truly determine what we're seeing in terms of the growth of the wealthy. What does, I guess, the 10-5-year trend reveal about our competitiveness, but also the growth in the number of dollar millionaires South Africa in particular has been able to produce and maybe even attract?
I think probably the most startling figure is that there's one section in the report where we look at Africa versus the world, and we look at the indices. We compare the S&P 500, which is the main U.S. index. It's actually up around 160% over the last decade, 160%. Jeez. And then the JSE All-Share Index is up 60%. But in dollar terms, the JSE All-Share Index is down 5%. So that means if you had put your money with the S&P 500, you put $100 with them, you would now have $260. Where you put $100 in the JSE All Share, you'd only have $95 now. Mm. So the person who had put all their money in the S&P would have three times as much money as the other person. So that's probably the most startling thing.
Jeez. And that's
been mirrored.
Right? Mm.
Yes, yeah, and that's been mirrored across a lot of the other African markets. Their stock markets have also not performed very well. As I mentioned, Nigeria's performed way worse than South Africa. It's really just been the smaller markets like Morocco, Kenya, Namibia, Rwanda, that have performed well over the last decade. But the overall African US dollar wealth and millionaire numbers are down about 8% over the last decade, mainly due to the poor performance of the big ones like South Africa, Egypt, and Nigeria.
Geesh, for me to make the list, either I need to work a lot harder, Andrew, marry rich, or just wait for the currency to continue declining. I'm not too sure which of those might be the easiest option, but you've really given us a lot of perspective in understanding the rate of growth, the changes as well, in terms of the wealthy in South Africa. So quite a distance we certainly have to go. And of course, retaining a lot of these high net worth individuals who do contribute positively to the economies they're in. Thank you again for your time, Andrew.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Really appreciate your time. That's Andrew Amwells, Head of Research at New World Wealth, helping us unpack just how it is that South Africa does fare with its international counterparts, or rather counterparts on the continent, when it comes to the number of millionaires that we have. Not just rand millionaires. Dollar. These are true high net worth individuals. We're leading the charge against the likes of Egypt, Nigeria, Kenya and Morocco, but have certainly been struggling in attracting and creating more dollar millionaires.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.